Manuscript Releases, Volume 21, Numbers 1501 to 1598. M.R. Number 1590. Ministers to Stand Firm for Principles. Written June 15, 1904, from Nashville, Tennessee, to Elder Evans. It is presented to me that you are in trouble, and that satanic agencies are working through unconsecrated men who are not walking in the light of truth, but are setting their will against the will of God. Fallen angels mingle with fallen men to war against good. Everything but the word of God controlling their heart is powerless against the passion that sways unconsecrated minds. We are living in perilous times. The Lord has given light, but there are influences at work to lead men to mock at the light. Those who set themselves to oppose the plans of God's appointment will be dealt with according to their works. In times of religious declension, such as has been in Battle Creek, the judgment of God will come upon those who have been living in a state of rebellion, heaping up wrath against the day of wrath. My heart aches for those who have not heeded the messages that God has sent in mercy to ennoble and to save. I am filled with sorrow for those who have despised and insulted the world's Redeemer by cherishing bitterness and wrath and hatred and evil in their hearts. The light which God sent to sanctify them, they have despised, and their eyes have become blinded, their spiritual discernment perverted. I am very sorry for the poor souls who have braced themselves to carry out plans that are rooted in self. Those who have lost their discernment of the will and way of God, notwithstanding his requirements have been laid before them in clear lines, will lead other souls into byways and forbidden paths. There is no safety for anyone unless the truth is enthroned in the heart. We are not to put confidence in man or make flesh our arm. We are to be molded and fashioned by the precious truths of the Bible. Daily we are to hold communion with him who knoweth the end from the beginning. Those who do not do this will be false and unreliable. We are to watch and pray, for there are many who are blind leaders of the blind. There are some in Battle Creek who once knew the truth that are now clouds without water, carried about by the winds of controversy. They should beware lest they become trees without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. The solemn warnings against backsliding presented in the Word of God ought to make us afraid, greatly afraid, for our own souls. The Lord has been giving messages to his people, urging upon them the necessity of enthroning Christ in the heart, of dying to self, of obeying the Word of God. The solemn realities of eternity demand that we do this. Resistance to the truth is the sin that will be charged against those who reject these repeated appeals, those who choose their own way and lead other souls, step by step, in false paths. There are many men in our world who are like Cornelius. They are not fully informed in regard to the truth for this time. And yet, as did Cornelius, they fear God and follow principles of righteousness. In every sphere of action, they work on the principles that God accepts. All through the ages, there have been devout men whose lives were an example that others might well follow. They have borne a clear, pure, undefiled testimony for truth and righteousness. In their high position of responsibility, even among accomplished worldly men, they were bright and shining lights. Not all men forget God in their investigation of true science. As God worked for Cornelius, so he works for these true standard bearers. He prepares the way for them to take the place of those who have been given a knowledge of Bible truth, but who have disappointed the Lord our Savior. These men will be true to pure, holy principles in their investigation of the laws which rule our world. They will obtain a knowledge of God as Cornelius did, through the visitation of angels from heaven. That they may obtain advanced light, God places them in connection with men of superior knowledge regarding His word. There are men of nobility and influence whom the Lord will call into His work and use as His witnesses, if unconsecrated men will not spoil them by flattery and exalt them as gods. There are men awaiting the call to action who will stand for God in true integrity. They will have a hard battle to fight, for they will sometimes stand in sharp contrast with men who have sacrificed His cause and misinterpreted and falsified His word. God's true witnesses will have fearful odds against them. They will have to meet falsehood after falsehood. But if they heed the message for this time, God will give them strength to conquer. He will enable them to testify, by purity and nobility of character, to the power of unadulterated principles. They honor the Lord God of heaven, and the sunshine of His favor will be distinctly seen amidst the clouds of unfaithful stewardship and the clash of falsehood.
If they will cling closely to the hand of infinite wisdom, they will be given strength to press on in the narrow way cast up for the ransomed of the Lord. Christ will not acknowledge a hypocrite, but He acknowledges and honors those who truly serve Him. He will guide them along the path that leads to everlasting life. To know God in His works is true science, but to know God as He is in Christ is life eternal. Providence is still working amongst us, but many who profess to believe God's word do not recognize His wonderful working power. Many professing Christians have not an experimental knowledge of God as He is revealed in His word. Therefore, they fail to shine as lights in the world. All the disciples of Christ are bound to stand as light bearers to the world. To them the words are spoken, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 16. Brother Evans, stand firm for the right. Be constantly on guard. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Much is at stake now. Those who have turned from the truth to fables will say anything that the enemy puts into their minds. I am charged to say, believe them not. Be not deceived. There are some whose words do eat as a canker, because they will not break from the fellowship of unholy angels. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Ephesians 6, verse 12 to 17. Tell our brethren who have not sacrificed their faith that God has a people even in Battle Creek. The Lord has warned His people against gathering into Battle Creek, because there they would hear that which would confuse their faith and mislead their judgment. They would not be able to discern that which lies beneath the surface. Who can foresee today the things that unthinking, unconsecrated men will do, and the risks they will run because they neglect to make the religion of Christ their guide? Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the rock that is higher than we are. He is our sun and shield. He is wisdom to all who desire to be wise. It is through His might that we conquer. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
When the word of the Lord comes to churches and to individuals, there are always those who refuse to hear aright or to see aright. Their defective hearing and seeing puts them far out of the way. I am instructed that I am not to stand before those who would misinterpret my words to mean what they want them to mean. Their eyes are so blinded that they cannot see. Their ears are so dulled that they cannot hear. They circulate reports as being what Sister White has said when I said no such thing. My brother, you are in a straight place, but the Lord will be your front guard and your rearward if you will put your trust in Him. Do not let unsanctified, unconsecrated men lead you or intimidate you. I have been instructed that it is time that there was a thorough investigation of the standing of the Medical Missionary Association and the Sanitarium. Let the strict examination be made in regard to the business that has been transacted in Battle Creek. This will show the standing of the institution. This investigation should have been made long ago. The business standing of all our medical institutions is to be carefully and correctly presented before our people, that they may know the real situation of the medical work, where it stands, what it is doing, whether or not it is producing as well as consuming. Such men as have been losing their spiritual discernment are in a very perilous condition. The Lord calls now for men like Cornelius, men who are taught of Him. Men may have been all their lifetime professing Seventh-day Adventists, but this does not make them true men, sanctified and ennobled through the truth. There are some whose ways are right in their own eyes, and who suppose that they are wise, but they are foolish. They are building their house upon the sand, and when the tempest comes, the house will be swept from beneath them. They will perish because they did not build their foundation upon the solid rock.
May the Lord help you, my brother, to stand firm in this time of trial. I may not be permitted to go to Battle Creek, but if the Lord says go, be sure that I shall heed His word. Be of good courage in the Lord God of hosts. Let Him be your fear and your dread. Ellen G. White Estate, Silver Spring, Maryland, May 9th, 1991. Entire letter.